Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Assalamualaikum everyone and welcome to Notes from Nur Hidayah Az. Welcome to another episode. I really hope that all of you have been keeping well and safe, inshallah. So I welcome on this episode to acknowledge, you know, our new journey in this new year. Yes, although at least for us, we follow the Islamic calendar, rather the Gregorian calendar, but it is also important for us to acknowledge that, you know, from where we come from, the work that we do, the school that we attend to, it follows this particular kind of calendar. So definitely it will open to so much new experiences and new things to look forward to. However, perhaps maybe going into the new year, it might be exciting for some of us. We look forward to the things that we have not gone through. Interestingly for me, I don't know if you can relate, but that wasn't the case. I guess I was gifted with a couple of challenges, a couple of tests from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that made this entire month quite an interesting experience. Although it did not prevent me to want to move forward, but I really, really want to share with you today some of the things that happened for me. Of course, you know, through the guidance, through the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And of course, a couple of things that was really, really useful for me as I was going through those difficult weeks, at least for the past month. So a couple of things happened in terms of you know, events, family-related, friend-related, life in general. I also had my exams as well, so really there were a lot of things at one time. But again, right, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not test us beyond our capacity. And if at any moment we feel that our capacity is tested, we have maxed out, you know, our limitations, our capacity, that is the exact moment to actually turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So yeah, all of those things happened. And there was one day where I really, 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 really felt down. I really felt low, the lowest of the low. But, you know, somehow I just went through my day. And interestingly, that one night, I actually had a Quran session with one of the sisters. And you know, as usual, we log in online and then, you know, the sister would recite and then I would check on her recitations. But beautiful, you know, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala plans everything in the best manner. We actually came to Juz 7. Surah Al-An'am, and it actually came down to pages 134 and 135. And as she was reciting, I picked up a couple of verses and I also picked up a couple of keywords. And the thing about the Quran is that I want us all to know and acknowledge that it is not just a book, a storybook, but it is also, you know, a book of the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. While there are so many stories that we can learn from, it is important to realize that this word comes from Allah. It is a message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there is definitely something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala want us to learn from that recitation or from that experience. Be it the one reciting or the one listening. And at least for my case, I was the one listening. And interestingly, right? So for context, I was going through a difficult time, and it is only human to only see what you're struggling with as the first thing in front of your eyes, and sometimes we forget about the other things which are around us. So it came to two verses which used quite a similar noun, and on page 134, which is Surah Al-An'am, verse 53, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used the word towards the very end of the verse, Ash-Shakirin, which means those who are grateful. And subsequently, in the next page, page 135, in verse 63, again, Allah uses the term, Ash-Shakirin, those who are grateful. So let me just recite the verse for you. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. وَكَذَلِكَ فَتَنَّا بَعْضَهُمْ بِبَعْدٍ لِيَقُولُوا أَهَؤُلَاءِ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ مِنْ بَيْنِنَا أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِأَعْلَمَ بِالشَّاكِرِينَ. So that will be page 134, verse 53. And then on page 135, Allah says, قُلْ مَنْ يُنَجِّيكُمْ مِنْ ظُلُمَاتِ الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ تَدْعُونَهُ تَضَرُّعًا وَخُفْيًا لَئِنْ أَنْجَانَ مِنْ حَذِهِ لَنَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الشَّاكِرِينَ. So, two separate verses on two separate pages, but again, Allah SWT reiterates that term of gratitude. And I think at that moment, it really struck a chord, because we struggle to practice gratitude when we go through difficult times. And I guess we tend to focus on the challenges, the tests at hand, that we forget that there is so many things for us to be grateful for. Now, to give you a bit of context, right, what these verses mean. So in Surah Al-An'am verse 53 earlier, towards the very end, Allah says, is not Allah the most knowing of those who are grateful? And then in verse 63, Allah says, we will surely be among the thankful or the grateful. So that is among some of the words, right, that has been mentioned by the people at that point in time. Now, let me just bring you through, okay, the technicalities of the verse to help you make sense or to come up with some form of reflection from these verses, inshallah. So interestingly, in verse 53, right, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he began the verse by saying, وَكَذَلِكَ فَتَنَّا بَعْضَهُمْ بَعْضٍ, which means, and we have tried some of them through others. So what it also means is that part of the test, part of the challenges of life is that not only that we are tested by circumstances, by certain happenings, but people in itself, right? Other creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also serves as a test for us. Now, in the context of this verse at least, it is in the context of between believers and disbelievers, right? However, we can contemplate on how real that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would send tests through people, through our interactions with them. And there are days where we struggle with the interactions with others, and there are days where we struggle with the interaction with our own selves. And, you know, this can really go two ways, right? So the first way, or the first part, being that we can be tested, right, by the people whom we become close to, or whom we wish to become, or the people that we look up to. So for this matter, perhaps we might struggle with our expectations, right? We might have a certain expectations of who they are, the kind of things that they would do, the kind of interactions that they will have with us. But when reality comes along, it does not portray what kind of expectations that we had at the very beginning. And on the second part is, of course, our interactions with them, right? We will continue to be tested also in the way how we interact with people and, of course, our own selves. So that is the first way, or the first part. The second part is on the flip side. You know, we can be tested also by the people that we don't look up to, by the people that we dislike, by the people that we despise or that we do not want to become. And this is where we are tested in the way whether do we belittle them, whether we look down upon them, whether we feel like we are better than them or otherwise. And of course, it comes with that test of interaction as well. However, yet in verse 53, where Allah says that the reality is we will be tested by people, we will be tested by our interactions with one another, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, أَلَيْسَ اللَّهُ بِعَلَمَ بِالشَّاكِرِينَ. Does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not know who is truly grateful to Him? So what it means here is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala appreciates and acknowledges those who are grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because sometimes in our interaction with people, and especially when our test that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for us comes from people, we begin to forget to practice gratitude. It could be in the way how we would reflect, you know, I'm not that person, I'm grateful for that. It could be in the way how we are grateful that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared us, right, for this moment of test. It could be that we forget to be grateful that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us so much, a lot of things in life. And if we were to put it on a scale between what Allah has blessed us with to the test that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, definitely the blessings will outweigh the test from Allah. So that is on verse 53 earlier. Now, if we take a look at verse 63, 10 verses later, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then mentioned this in the verse. He says, "Kul man yunajjikum min zulumatil barri wal bahr," which means, say or ask, who saved you from the multiple shades of darkness on the land and in the sea? So this is definitely a question, a food for thought, because earlier in verse 53, it was more of stating the facts. But here, verse 63, Allah is asking us to think about it. Allah is asking us to begin to reflect, to begin to ponder. And here, what this verse is getting at is the act to recount the many blessings, the help and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah has given us through our day-to-day, and most importantly, through the darkest times of our lives, while we go through our lowest low, while we go through our most difficult days, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is still that merciful God, and He will never leave us to ourselves. He will never leave us to experience a dark episode without facilitating it in the process. But maybe some of you might be wondering, right, what about the difficult emotions that we have to experience? What about the struggle that we have to go through? There are things which we need to understand that Allah knows it is necessary for us to go through. Perhaps there are certain parts of us that needs growth. Perhaps there are certain parts of us that needs a reflection, that needs a reminder. And had Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not choose this test for us, we will never grow to become the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He wants us to be. So always work on that aspect of husnuzan, right? Aspect of good thoughts towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, here in this verse, we can also reflect upon the reality of what it feels like, right, when we are in the dark. And this could be from a literal approach or a non-literal approach. However, you know, we see that in this particular verse, Allah says, تَدَعُونَهُ تَضَرُّعًا وَخُفْيًا. So Allah is saying, okay, you know, when you are tested, when you are in your darkest times, when you are going through a challenge, when we are pushed to the edge, that is where we begin to call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, right? With full humility, with sincerity, whereby we are in a situation that sometimes we can't even raise our voices. And that is where Allah uses the term khufya, right? We call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala hoping, and we are calling upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also in a form of secrecy, because sometimes our difficulties or challenges weigh us down to the point that we can't even raise our voice to seek help or to call out for help. So this verse also highlights about, you know, those when they are in great fear and in great distress, you know, they call out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, saying that, "Ya Allah, you know, if you save us from this difficulty, we will surely be amongst the grateful." Again, we connect this verse back to the verse earlier. We can say to Allah that, "Ya Allah, I will be a grateful servant. Ya Allah, I am a grateful servant." But again, the reality is this test comes in our lives to show us how sincere we are in our gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how real that gratitude has been practiced in our day-to-day. But of course, looking at it from a more optimistic perspective is realizing that it is an opportunity for me to seek help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for me to practice more gratitude, inshallah. And you know, when we just take a look at these two verses, what was really going through my mind at that moment in time was that, could it be that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was asking me or telling me, "Hidayah, I know you're going through a difficult time, but I think you're forgetting to be grateful. And at that moment, I really felt that. At that moment, I was like, Ya Allah, I'm so sorry, Ya Allah. I'm so focused on the weight of this difficulty, the weight of this test, that I forget to be grateful to you. While I continue to be grateful during my happy days, right? During days where all things are good, when we are going through our darkest and difficult times, that is also a moment where it deserves our practice of gratitude towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So at that moment when I read those verses, I chanced upon those verses during my recitation time with a sister, it was really a wake-up call that sometimes when we go through challenges, we go through difficulties, we focus so much on what is at hand, but we forget to see that gratitude can actually help us pull through those difficult moments. And that was what I did. I took the step to allow shukr, to allow gratitude to be a strength for me when the times were hard, when the times were difficult. I sought to practice gratitude to gain strength through that experience so that I'm able to move through it. And this brings me to the highlight or the most important point that I really want to share with you in today's episode, the importance of finding strength through gratitude in your difficult moments. Let us just ponder about the verse where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in Surah Ibrahim, verse 7. Allah says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وإذ أذن ربكم لئن شكرتم لأزيدنكم ولئن كفرتم إن عذابي لشديد. Allah says, and remember when your Lord proclaimed, if you are grateful, I surely, right, increase you in favor. But if you deny, indeed my punishment is severe. So here in this verse, Allah reminds us about the importance of practicing gratitude. And interestingly, Allah says, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ, and I will surely increase you when you practice gratitude. However, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts it in a term that is not definite, meaning there is no exact one thing that you're going to get out of practicing gratitude. And this is where we see that our scholars used to agree upon three things. That when we are grateful, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase us in our faith, in our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we are grateful, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase us in our barakah. And the third one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase us in the hereafter. So what happens now is that when I go through a difficult time, well, sometimes I can be, or we can be, right, very, very quantitative, see things as, oh, this is taken away from me. This is being lessened in my life. I'm losing, you know, a couple of things. I don't know what to do. I'm lost. When Allah increases us in faith, increases us in barakah, and of course increases us in the hereafter, what happens is that initially how we look at things from a quantitative perspective, it changes. Why? Because in terms of faith, more or less does not define or does not determine a matter's goodness, right? You can have, for example, a lot of ice cream, but that doesn't mean that it's going to be something that is good for you, for example. Or it could also mean that you might have very little amount of sustenance, right? Very little amount of things that you have with you, but it doesn't mean that that is not good as well. And in terms of barakah, right, of course, blessings, you can have a lot, but you don't feel sufficient. You can have just enough, but somehow it gets you through for so long. And of course, increase in the hereafter, it allows us to make us amongst those, inshallah, who are worthy of the paradise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when we reach that pit stop of the hereafter. And I think it is also important to remind myself first and foremost that while I go through my difficult times, while certain days were really, really challenging, there were days where I cried. I did cry. I needed to remind myself that gratitude is not just about saying Alhamdulillah, but gratitude has three parts, right? It is gratitude through the tongue, it is gratitude through the heart, and it is gratitude through the actions. And this is where we can relate to another verse in the Quran where Allah tells us, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم وإن تعودوا نعمة الله لا تحصوها إن الله لغفور رحيم. And if you should count all of the blessings, all of the favors from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you can never enumerate them. And indeed, Allah is forgiving and merciful. So for this portion, is to remind us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us so much in our lives that if we were to count, we can never enumerate. That's one. But it is to also realize that sometimes we can be blinded by our challenges, our difficulties, and we become blinded to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has allowed for us to have at this moment in time. I guess, you know, from this experience, it tells me that difficult times is actually an alarm, a wake-up alarm. For us to wake up, of course, for us to pause in that moment, take a step back and evaluate how grateful of a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have I been. Because I don't want my test, my challenge for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make me any lesser of a grateful servant, make me a servant that complains about a lot of things in life, makes me forget that Allah has given me so much, be it in terms of the people in my life, in terms of the sustenance, in terms of material things, in terms of faith as well, in which that sometimes when we go through difficulties, when we go through challenging times, we can forget or we can be blinded by all of these things. So, you know, really, it is so important that when you're going through any difficult moment, I hope that you remember to catch yourself and remind yourself that it is important to find strength in gratitude, because it will certainly change your perspective to what you are going through. Of course, practicing gratitude will not make all of our difficulties, our tests, our challenges disappear, but it helps us to sail through, it helps us to ground ourselves, and it helps us to be hopeful and optimistic that we are in this for a purpose. We're going to gain from this experience as much as it feels like we're losing a lot. And most importantly, the biggest gain that a person can ever receive when they go through difficult times is their closeness towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So I pray that when we go through difficult times, we are guided to remember Allah. I pray that we will become servants of Allah that is grateful, both in times of ease and difficulty. And I pray that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ease all of your experiences. If the past month has been a challenge for you, please be hopeful that better days are coming, inshallah. Okay, so I'm going to end today's episode with three reflective questions for you to ponder, for you to think about, and maybe you can write it down somewhere. At least it is an exercise to apply perhaps some of the things that we have been discussing about on this episode, inshallah. So the very first reflective question is, what's something that you see every day that you take for granted? This is really helpful for me because it helps me to take a step back and really find what is it that I forget to be grateful for today. Reflective question number two, what is something that you get to do today that was a method that you wanted to do? Because when we get to do some things that we want to do in our day-to-day, be it from the biggest of things to the smallest of things, we forget that that in itself is a blessing from Allah, and we have got to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that. And of course, the third and the final reflective question is, what is something that worked out for you better, you know, it turned out better than you expected? So I really hope that these three reflective questions is going to be useful for you in your journey to find strength through gratitude as you experience your difficulties. And I hope that you have found some meaning, some benefit from this episode. And if you're going through a tough time, know that when you have Allah, it's going to be okay, inshallah. So we have come to the end of today's episode. I really hope that you will continue to tune in to this entire podcast. And I hope to check in with you again in the next episode, inshallah. Okay, so take care everyone, stay safe, and assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.